Jesus' reign on earth. What will it be like? By Beyond Today editor Scott Ashley. Bible readers understand that Jesus Christ will return to earth to reign as king. But what will he do as king, and what will his reign be like? When on trial for his life and asked by the Roman governor if he were a king, Jesus Christ replied, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world." John 18:37. Jesus plainly stated that he was born to be a king, and he came to be a king, and he will return to earth to be a king, to reign over the entire earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17:14, 19:16. The Bible contains dozens of scriptures and prophecies about these events. They give us great hope for the future of a far better world beyond today. However, over the centuries, many people have become so focused on when this will happen, timing the Father has not revealed, see Matthew 24:36, that they missed the most important point for us to understand, and that is how Christ will reign and govern. What will his kingdom and government be like? What will his reign be like when he is the ultimate king and ruler over the entire earth? The kingdom of God on earth. Jesus spoke repeatedly of the kingdom of God, and in this he was continuing the message of God's prophets who had come before. He referred often to his return to earth to establish the kingdom these earlier biblical prophets had foretold. In his lengthy prophecy given in response to his disciples' question, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Matthew 24:3. He described the arrival of his divine reign on earth to usher in a new age and to end all human-led governments with their history of abuse, oppression, death, and destruction. Christ specifically answered the disciples' question in Matthew 24:30. "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." When Jesus came to earth the first time, he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and how we can be a part of it. And when he returns at his second coming, he will come as the world's all-powerful ruling king to establish his kingdom over the entire earth and make that good news a reality. He continued with his prophecy of his return. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" Matthew 25:31-34. The kingdom Jesus referred to is the same kingdom of God which he often taught. As he said, this kingdom has been in planning from the foundation of the world. And the goal of God's great plan for mankind is that those who are blessed of my Father, who have a close, loving, reverential relationship with God, will inherit the kingdom prepared for them. Jesus will be the king of this kingdom. How we may become part of this kingdom is a vital part of what Jesus came to announce. This was the heart of his message to repent and believe in the gospel. Mark 1:15. A kingdom of everlasting peace. We read about Jesus Christ's mission to establish this kingdom in a remarkable prophecy in Isaiah 9:6-7, New Living Translation. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity." This tells us that Jesus the Messiah will establish God's government forever, and he will be king over all creation. And how will he reign? We see that in the words used here to describe Jesus Christ as king: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end of peace under that government. It will be established and upheld with fairness and justice forever. That is the kind of king and ruler Jesus Christ will be. Isaiah 2:3-4, NLT, further prophesies of that time. People from many nations will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. After thousands of years of human history marked by war, violence, and corruption, Jesus Christ will lead a massive re-education effort to teach people God's way of outgoing love, of giving rather than the selfish way of getting. This is the only way that leads to true and lasting peace. Isaiah 11:9 tells us what the result of this worldwide re-education effort will be. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As the waters fill every crack and crevice in the basins of the seas, so will the knowledge of God fill the entire earth. People who have never known the true God, who have been spiritually blinded by atheism and false religions that teach lies rather than God's truth, will at last have their eyes and minds open to learn about the one true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And as we just read, people will stream to Jerusalem from all over the world to learn about God's truth and His way of life. A ruler unlike any human ruler. But what will make God's government on earth different from all governments, kingdoms, and empires that have gone before? Jesus himself described the contrast in a gentle rebuke to his own disciples who, knowing Jesus was destined to be a king, had themselves been selfishly jockeying for positions of power and prestige. What did Jesus tell them? You know that the rulers of the Gentiles, the nations of the world, lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:25-28. Jesus packed a lot of punch into this teaching moment. His disciples were well aware of the kind of abusive and corrupt rulership exercised by the governing Roman administrators and their lackeys. Like many government officials today, many of them made fortunes from serving the people, using their positions to enrich themselves. Jesus made it clear that he and those who follow him, and who will rule with him when God's kingdom is established on earth, Revelation 1:6, must follow a very different model of leadership. It shall not be so among you, he told them. Instead, whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. The model for governing in God's government will be giving rather than getting. It will be serving others rather than being served. It will be rooted and grounded in God's character of genuine love, which is outgoing concern for others rather than self-centeredness. Jesus modeled this kind of giving, serving attitude throughout his ministry on earth. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He raised up the oppressed. He gave hope to the hopeless. He took the role of a slave and washed his disciples' feet, and took the role of an ultimate sacrificial offering to die in our place, taking on himself the punishment we deserved for our sins. John 13:12-15, Romans 5:6-8. Isaiah 40:10-11 is another prophecy of Jesus Christ's coming reign on earth. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. His rule will be marked with kindness and compassion, love being the foundation of God's way of life and all of his laws. Matthew 22:37-40. This is not to say that he and those ruling with him will not exercise firm power when necessary. At times, it is required to prevent people from harming one another. But the key difference will be that all decisions will be based on righteous, perfect laws that benefit all those concerned. Psalm 119, 172. Deuteronomy 6, 24-25. James 1, 25. It will truly be government for the good of the governed. Beyond the horror and hardship of human government today, this is the wonderful future mankind has to look forward to. A world of peace, purpose, and plenty under the loving rulership of God the Father through Jesus Christ. Join us in praying, "Your kingdom come," and in striving to live those righteous qualities in your life now so you can be part of that kingdom then. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.